Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Congressman Pete Stauber, good morning.
Good morning, Vanita. It's great to be with you. Appreciate you having me on. And yes, we absolutely love the game of hockey.
Yes, we do. We have that in common. How's your son doing at Michigan Tech?
He's doing well. He's enjoying school. Still hasn't broken the lineup yet, but I was talking to your producer. He's going, Tech plays Lake Superior State at in Sault Ste. Marie, and I said it would be great for my son to break into the lineup at my alma mater, Lake Superior State University. So we'll see.
Well, we know who you'll be cheering for. I'm sure you'll be cheering for your son, not your alma mater.
Yeah, that's right. And also I'd like to congratulate you, on your son being a great member of the St. Scholastica hockey team. I think it's really important. Jack, I know, is a goaltender. He's doing well, and I have my thoughts on all goaltenders, but I'll leave that for another discussion.
Thank you so much. He loves being a saint. I love being a saint parent, too. Thank you. Hey, House panel investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection wanted to interview House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and he said he's refusing to cooperate. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, first off, let's just talk about the day. I denounce all political violence of all kinds. It's unacceptable, and absolutely, in the strongest of terms, condemn it. You know, having served as a police officer for 23 years, I also condemn the riots of 2020 across this nation. Those people must be held accountable, specifically to Leader McCarthy being questioned at the January 6th committee. I just want to let your listeners know, for the first time in our nation's history, when the minority, in this case the Republicans on a select committee, they put five members up for the first time ever, Nancy Pelosi took the two of those Republican members off, Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, respectively. Never has that happened. And it's very concerning that if you want a bipartisan commission, allow the majority and the minority to put the members on there that they believe will do good and find out the absolute truth. So I think Leader McCarthy made his decision, and we'll see what happens.
Inflation. Costs rose 7% in December year to year. Is this just a supply chain issue? Some people are pointing to the Biden administration.
Inflation, for example, our seniors got over a 5% increase on their Social Security. It's being eaten up by inflation. We're at 7%. It's the highest in 40 years, and it's unacceptable. Inflation hurts the middle and lower class. And look what we're paying for our groceries. Look what we're paying for our everyday items, milk and bread, if you can even find some of that on the shelves. And it's simply because of the policies of this administration that much of this is happening. You cannot continue to spend money that you don't have. I believe not our grandchildren, but our great-grandchildren are going to feel the devastating effects of this spending by this administration.
Got a lot of candidates on the Republican side for governor. Is there someone early on that you are supporting?
You know, I know have met all of them. They're all good quality people, and I think that any one of them will give our current governor a run, because I think that our current governor has made some major mistakes in his decisions and not allowing the entire Senate and House help him make those decisions during the COVID crisis. So we'll see what happens. We have a primary, then an election on November 8th.
You bring up the topic of the COVID crisis, of course, vaccine mandates coming in Minneapolis and St. Paul. What are your thoughts on what needs to be done? It's a crisis situation in our Minnesota hospitals. What would you like to see done to control this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. About a month ago, we had a call with the Minnesota Hospital Association's CEO, and we talked about the hospitals being filled. And at that time, he said, what his words were, it wasn't the COVID patients filling up the hospitals. It was people who delayed medical care or surgeries because of COVID. You know, so let's talk about the mandates now. I have been against the mandates. I believe that taking the shot should be between the individual and his or her doctor. And I think it's important to, you know, to recognize that, including in the CDC guidelines, they're not even allowing herd immunity, or those people have already had COVID who have the antibodies, not even allowing those folks to be a part of the conversations, or a medical or a religious exemption. So we want to make sure that those voices are heard. And you know, I think that you know, we have to look at natural immunity as well. That's not even part of the conversation. And right here, Vanita, in our nation's capital, starting next week, you can't even go outside, walk on the sidewalk without your vax card. It's unbelievable what's happening to this nation, and we want you know, more of a healthy discussion on allowing freedom and prosperity, and people to make individual decisions and not be punished by the elected officials.
Okay, Congressman Pete Stauber, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck to your son with Michigan Tech. Hope he gets to play this weekend. We hope you'll join us again.
I certainly will. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks, Vanita.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.